Does your furnace need repair? Just go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Is your roof leaking? Or are you ready to replace your windows? Log on to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Big or small, no matter what your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro at fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online source of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. You can have instant access to roofers, plumbers, maids, handymen, chimney sweeps, remodelers, and many other professionals. Visit fixitfast.servicemagic.com and find the right home pro for your project. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. That's fixitfast.servicemagic.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. Please be prepared to leave your comfort zone immediately. The construct and belief system that surrounds you will be deconstructed. We will take you beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality. Ever beyond.
Good evening and welcome. Can everybody hear me? Yeah, I'm just checking in there. There we go. Yeah, I managed to mute myself. Can you hear me, Sam? Are you on the line now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ah, there you are. Right, okay. Well, we'll stick with this one because that was muted and the other one didn't seem to be able to come through. So, again, I'll give that spiel again. Good evening, greetings, and welcome to Ever Beyond. And tonight we are speaking with, in conversation, not only, but also with Sam Muggsy, who almost needs no introduction. You all know her. And everybody loves her. I certainly am a great fan of Sam's. She seems to have her finger on the pulse on many different levels, on the politics, on the law, and on the psychic and etheric realms. And without very much further ado, good evening and greetings, Sam. How are you doing?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me on the show. And what a terrific introduction. Can I get that copied and send it over to my parents?
I'll arrange a CD for them, eh?
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, I'm really excited to be on the show because I have so much to share and there's great news coming and we have a lot of new stuff coming in, but also we've shifted timelines, and I don't think people are aware of that yet, but we've actually shifted, and you're going to see new realities coming in, and so I kind of wanted to give people on this show, I haven't even done it on my show, but on this show, an update as to what's coming for our future.
Well, ever be on the scoop. Yes, so brilliant. Well, that's great. So you've got a few, you've got a list of predictions. So what I was thinking is that perhaps we could make a prediction and then we'll start with one of our callers. We seem to have a jammed up switchboard already, which is great. And we'll take a caller and then we'll have a few more predictions and see how we go. Shall we do that?
That would be great. Do you want me to explain what kind of readings I'm doing?
Okay, let's talk about them. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, this summer I just, Aaron McCollum actually, we were talking about some information about the galactic star families, and all of a sudden I started seeing where he came from. And then I was listening to an interview with George Kavaslis, and I could see where he was coming from. And I was getting like little bits of pieces. And then Colleen Thomas and I are friends, and I talked to her this summer, and she asked me, she said, so where am I from? And I just went there and started detailing. And that was it. I really had not done these galactic star readings at all, except for, you know, the few people that were guests on my show and wanted to know. And then in November for my birthday, Lavendar, who is on starseedhotline.com, Lavendar is sort of a mentor for me, and she did a birthday reading for me, and she said that I would be doing something completely new that's revolutionary and helping people with a broader horizon of knowledge. And it would be completely new. And when she gave me this information, of course, I doubted it like everybody does, and I thought she was completely nuts. I mean, what could I possibly do? And then towards the end of November, this information just started coming in. So Aaron actually was sick on one of my shows, and so I thought, well, what the heck? I'm just going to try these readings, and they just started popping out, and the information was coming so quickly. And then after the show, my guides told me that now you see how important it is for people to learn who they really are, because it takes them right out of the 3D world, puts them into the 5D world and beyond, and they now understand their purpose and why they've had these struggles. So once I learned
Amen.
That, I'm sorry?
Amen.
Yeah, but once I started doing that, I then started, you know, getting callers that were calling me because they wanted their information to be confidential. And when I started looking at the readings that I was doing accumulatively, and who's here, and the magnitude of help that we're getting from these awesome beings that these people don't realize because they're in the skin, it really blew me away. When you come to think about, when you put it all together and who's actually here on the planet at this time and what they're doing, maybe not even consciously aware, but subconsciously, a lot of people are working at night when they're sleeping. And I wanted to express that to people so that you don't give up and you realize how important today is and tomorrow is, because we are making our 5D reality. And everybody here that's in the skin listening to this show or other metaphysical shows that want to know more is playing a very important role in our future. So I wanted to be able to give people that information during this show as well, and also demonstrate as we go through the callers how important each and every one of you really is. And I'm not saying that just to be nice, because I'm not nice. But the fact is that the importance and the value and the strength and the intelligence that is coming through in some of these readings is just mind-boggling. So I wanted to be able to demonstrate that on the show and have everybody in the chat room actually witness with me how important everybody is. So that's my thing.
Wow. Amen to that. how important everybody is. Everybody who's interested in this is not just a little person. They've already had some kind of awakening, something that brought them to this place. And I totally honor you for all of this, Sam. It's going to be a really great time. And I think, well, actually, I want to ask the question. Have you done you?
I'm on an as-need-to-know basis. No, they will not give me some of the information because they won't want me to focus on today and now and not who I was because it's really immaterial. I know that I have these gifts that are kind of strange, but I'm using them to help serve mankind, and that's what's important. My role is really to serve people, and I enjoy it. I love it. I love my job. I love going to work every day. So it's really not important who I really am. What's important is what I'm doing now.
Yeah. And there's someone in the chat room says, I feel Sam is an angel. There we go. We're all angels, even if we're grumpy sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And I have my down days, but, you know, anybody that's in the skin has a problem. We all have problems. Anybody that's in the skin is going to have challenges, is going to have to face duality, and is going to be confronted with a zombie or an ignorant person that just doesn't know any better. So I think that we should allow ourselves to make mistakes. We should allow ourselves to develop and learn the lessons that we're supposed to learn in 3D so we can get our diplomas and get the hell out of here.
Okay, so shall we, let's start off with one of your nuggets. Let's have a nugget of your forward-looking predictions.
Okay. So you're going to bring the caller on.
No,
what area code do they have?
All right. So I want to start with one of your predictions from your list.
Okay. Let me give you the biggest one. The biggest thing that I see coming, of course, everybody knows about Julian Assange and the whole banking thing that's going to be coming about. So there's going to be a lot of changes with money. But what I see that most people don't know is that there's going to be ample money coming in. About, I want to say it starts in April, but about May, the constrictions that we've had around money is going to start to break free. The other thing is that the plot to move all the industry out of the United States and whatever they're doing, that's all going to backfire because what's going to happen is that there's new technology that's coming in. A lot of patents that are United States patents are going to be freed up and be exposed to business owners, not to the elites. I think the elites are going to be behind bars, but I do see that these patents are going to be spread around and small mom-and-pop shops that have the knowledge, medium-sized businesses are going to pick these up and run with them, and it's going to bring economics back to the United States. It's going to bring higher technology to the people that we should have had 100 years ago, but it's all being freed up. And if you notice on the internet, people are taking patents, and instead of being secretive with it and getting it all concealed, it's just opened up to everybody. So everybody now can build their own water carburetor to process for cars or their free energy. So I see a lot of new technology, and I see money starting to loosen up. As about May, you'll start to see that. And then about November, you'll start to see jobs starting to pick up again, too. So that's our happy thoughts. I get a lot of happy thoughts for 2011, lots of them.
Oh, because I have to say, 2010 has been a rubbish year. You know, we've had earthquakes. We've had the worst weather I can imagine. The worst weather I've ever had in my lifetime, I've lived through this year. I mean, it's been snow for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. I don't know. It was like April when the snow went away here. And it started at the in the middle of November, so we're not it's not very nice. So I really hope the weather's going to be nicer next year. But even if the weather's not so nice, the financial thing, yeah, the bankers will hopefully be in jail by then, and will have taken a grip of the reins of the horses dragging us towards oblivion. So well, that's a fantastic one. So I, sorry, Sam.
The weather is being man-made. It's all with the chemtrails and stuff. We all know that. And the fact is that towards the end of January and first part of February, these man-made chemtrails that are causing these inflictions with our weather are going to be prohibited. And there's going to be some kind of provisions in place that they will not take place. And I do see people being arrested for it. And if you are a pilot, you cannot just say that you're ignorant and you didn't know any better. You're still going to be held liable because you are carrying out orders of genocide. And you can't just claim to be ignorant or stupid. You're going to be responsible. So I do see that happening. So the weather will change.
Thank God for that. So let's go to area code 505, shall we?
Okay, I'm there with
okay,
you.
Okay, you're tuned in. Here we go. And caller 505, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. My name is... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yep.
Oh, okay. My name is Gabriel. Thank you for taking my call. And I
Who's
am...
Who's Jason around you? Do you know a Jason?
No.
Write that name down. I don't normally hear names, but there's something around that name with you. So I don't know why, but go ahead. What is your name again?
Gabriel.
Gabriel. And Gabriel, have you been going through a lot of struggles, especially recently?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been doing like... identifying with who you are, you have like an identity crisis.
Yeah.
Okay. It's because whatever role that you've been pushed into with this 3D reality is not who you are. And you know it. To me, it almost seems like you're some pauper beggar on the street, and in reality, you're a king of some kingdom. And so this does not resonate with you at all. You don't fit in with it. One of the things that I would like to tell you is that this is only a game, hon. Just play it. It's kind of like you're acting, and it's not who you are. So don't worry about it. I know who you are. I get it. But you're just an actor on the stage. So put your makeup on, put your costume on, and start having some fun with what it is. Because it's not too much longer that the cloaks are going to be coming off and people will know who you are. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, love relationship is around you too. It seems like a concern.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's also going to be ironed out really soon. I'm not seeing who you are, but... I'm really getting a sense of greatness around you, and your guides don't want you to know because it will influence how you're playing out this play.
Yeah, I kind of get that feeling. That's funny. I've never been told that, but I've tried to ask questions and stuff, and I kind of feel like I'm being put under wraps. I can't believe that you said that. That's, like, amazing. I felt like, why am I not getting more answers than, you know?
Yeah, they're just not going to give it to you because you come from such greatness that it would really make it harder for you to live in this lifetime. But not only that, one of the things that you're trying to escape is arrogance. Because you're kind of cocky from where you came from, and you wanted to learn more humbleness. And that's what you're experiencing in this life. And you're going to be taking it back. But I do want to tell you that you have three guides around you that are your bestest buddies, and they're not going to let you fall. And they're watching you grow and they're growing with you, vicariously through you. So you have three guides around you.
Okay.
And they're all guys.
Oh, really? Do you get any names or anything?
No, but that one name that I spit out has something to do with it.
Oh, okay.
But it's almost like they're, I don't want to say your servants, but they're your, your keepers. Like, they're making sure, and they're also showing me, too, that you had a list of things that you wanted to learn in this lifetime, because they're showing me a list, and they're making sure that you're allowed to learn those objectives that you have planned for yourself.
Okay.
And they're saying sometimes the lesson that you learn is almost like getting a shot in the arm for you.
Yeah. I've had it rough for a while, actually, and I was hoping that that's starting to change. But
it is. Just remember that when something's rough, it's only a frame of mind that it's rough. They're saying when you change your frame of mind and you realize this is just a play and you go with it, it's all theatrics. And don't get caught up in it because you wanted to experience certain things. Go through it with a smile on your face because the sooner you learn it, the faster you move on and you get to move on easy street. And they're actually telling me that there's a lounge chair coming this summer. You'll be done this summer, by this summer. They're saying June is going to be a really restful time, and you will know that you've accomplished all that you came here to accomplish by June if you quit fighting it. Just go with it.
Okay? I think I understand that. Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
It was amazing. I'm so glad that you got to talk to me.
Oh, I am too. And now people know how valuable you are, and look what you are putting yourself through.
Yeah.
Because you're really of a royalty blood that you wanted to go through this. So my hat's off to you, and thanks for sharing.
Yes, thanks, Sam.
Okay, bye, sweetie. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Okay, JP. I think he muted himself again. I don't know where he went.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I did mute myself. I got so many different ways of muting myself. I've got a switch on the computer, and I've got a switch on the thing, and a fader up as well. You know, so I sometimes get myself in a bit of a tizzwuzz with all this. So that was interesting. So that was Gabriel the King. And we'll possibly move on, but not before we have another juicy sweet nugget. That last one was a good one, Sam.
Okay, what do you want? You want a prediction?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at the banking system is all going to change. There's going to be new regulations and somebody else overseeing it, and it has nothing to do with the governments, and there's some kind of autonomy that is going to be given to the investigators. I also see, too, that the agencies like the Federal Trade Commission and the SEC and the Alphabet Soup agencies, some of them are going to be closing down. Because they're too accessible to bribes and things of that nature. So there's going to be some way that there is going to be an autonomous agency that overviews this in a more constitutional, libertarian, God-given right, freedom way. And I don't know if that means that the Palladians are coming in and setting up some kind of a council, or there's going to be a truth council with these galactic families, but it feels something like that. It's going to be a lot larger than what we can perceive at this time.
Because really what we're needing is some sort of big, an authority, a proper, trustable, safe authority that you can count on to say, look, these people are doing bad. Can you do something about it? And that person will say, yes, of course, let's do something about this. Thank you for asking.
Exactly.
We don't seem to have an agency like that on this planet.
One of the things that I think is really amazing is that a lot of the people, like the great-grandfathers that helped create this New World Order or were in the Illuminati that helped create all this chaos, has reincarnated at this time to fix what they started. So they have to correct it. It's part of their karma. And those people are the ones that are in the trenches the most. They're the ones that are dealing with the crap that most of us have no clue. So if you're not, if you're not in this chaos and confusion and this evil cult, if you're not subjected to any of that, but you're just a bystander, that means you had no karma invested in this. The ones that are knee deep in it, they've got karma, and that's what they're working through because they want to go to 5D too.
Great. Yeah, everybody gets to the party, eh?
Exactly.
So, good news. New banking system. Let's go. Area code 518. Here we go. Area code 518. Good evening. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
Hi.
Who's that?
This is Michelle from New York.
Michelle.
Is this my
New
Michelle?
York.
Yeah.
This is my Michelle.
Yes.
Your Michelle. Your personal Michelle. I got Michelle as well.
I take ownership of certain people. What do you want to know, Michelle? Lay it on me.
I just want to know what you see and, you know, where I'm from and just following the same line of thought that you were with the other caller.
Okay, yours is completely different. The thing that I get with you is I get these goosebumps immediately because one of the things that you're here to do is the divine feminine energy. You are plugging it into the matrix big time. So they're showing me that not only do you, and the feminine energy does not mean like tea cookies, pinky out, and properly dressed and all your makeup on. That's not what I'm talking about. The feminine energy that you're expressing is spirituality, compassion, love, intuition, a knowing of a greater purpose, and this direct line to our higher consciousness and the prime creator. That's the energy that you embody, that you are putting into this paradigm. Do you feel that?
Oh, yes, definitely. I feel like I've broken free from the matrix, and it's just amazing because it's not really so much overwhelming. It's just, it feels like it's right now. Like everything I hear, I can tell if it's right or wrong. Or, you know, my vibes are just starting to be more clear. And before, I was more foggy. I was living, you know, just in the matrix. I had no idea even about television. And I just woke up from it. And it's been like a year and a half now. And I've been doing tons of research, listening to tons of interviews. And I could just tell now who's telling the truth. It's kind of scary at times, but exciting.
Yeah, and you're actually one of my predictions because I have put in my predictions for 2011 that it's going to become more and more evident that we can tell the truth. We know who's lying, who's not. So you're exactly right on track with what's going on. But what you're contributing to this matrix is you are shifting the energy from this testosterone, greed, money, and not, I mean, I don't want to say men are contributing to this, but you know what I'm talking about, this whole war mentality. You came down here with a thunder almost. I get an energy, now don't laugh at me, but are you tall by any chance?
I think I'm more kind of on the short side, but it depends who I'm standing next to. So I could be tall to somebody.
Because I get a sense of like an Amazon woman with you, that part of who you were. You have a no-nonsense. I also get the feeling, too, like you're brave. You'll take things on. And you know when something's significant, you'll jump in, you'll roll your sleeves up, and you get out there and do it. You're not a whiny baby. You don't sit there and complain. You just, you know, and you also work really well with nature. I also get, too, as one of these Amazon women, and they're showing me a planet that you come from. I'm sorry, I have not memorized all the galactic stars and planets yet. All I know is your planet is really, it's a large planet. It's not a big planet. And there's a lot of women, also men, on your planet that are very much like you. And it's a very large planet is what they're showing me. But you also worked on a council, like on a legal council, and started. Now listen to this. You helped to create the rules of your society.
Wow.
So do you have, like, that sense of right and wrong and how to implement?
I definitely feel like auras with people as well, and I could tell when something's not right, as in maybe not legally, but just feeling like somebody shouldn't be doing that. I don't know how they're doing that. How can they? Can't they see that it's wrong, just following your heart?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Are you drawn to any... You need to get involved in some kind of a council member, school board, something like that, because that's who you are. That's what you do. That's what you're great at. And you also have a great voice, and people will listen to you. People will want to mirror what you're saying because you have a sense of justice.
Wow, that was amazing.
So get your butt out there and start helping to create these new realities in our societies. Don't stay home, because you're a maker. You're a mover and shaker.
Oh, thank you so much. I enjoyed calling and talking to you guys, and wish you well.
Oh, great. You know what? I want you to call me back in a year and tell me all the lovely stuff you did.
I will definitely do that. Happy holidays.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye.
No, it's that one. No, that one. Never mind. Michelle in there. Anyway, did that come through?
Yeah, we heard.
Missed that big Les Dawson there. Anyway, that was great. Thank you very much, Michelle. I was very much enjoying that. So, yes. So we've moved on now. And so that was Michelle from a largest planet, but not in any specific names. You didn't get any names for Michelle, did you?
It's something like Jupiter or Saturn. Jupiter comes to mind, but I just started doing this. I got to study this more. But I think what they're saying is Jupiter, but I need to go and research it, start studying it.
All right. Could be maybe a moon of Jupiter, because Jupiter's got 12 moons.
I don't know. It's just a huge planet that she comes from, but her energy is just... almost like Amazon, like when she hit this earth, the whole earth kind of rattled and rolled, you know?
Like, boom, when she puts her feet down on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. But can you see how each and every one of us is contributing to this shift, this 5D shift? It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you say one person's more important than somebody else? That's when I always kind of scratch my head. And I'm really kind of frazzled with the whole I'm Jesus thing. I've heard that from probably 20 people now. And honestly, Jesus is a mentality. It's a way of life. It's a way that you construct yourself in a society and what you do. So we can all be Jesuses. You know what I mean? So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've met a few Jesuses on my way to Reason as well. You know, I've lived in a place called Glastonbury, England. Glastonbury.
Yeah. And I've met archangels. I've met angels that are here, and I've actually pointed them out on my show that they come in here and some people have these incredible gifts of healing that comes from their hands. It's this blue energy that I can see that's a healing energy. And yet these people are in jobs that they absolutely hate. you know, they're cashiers at Walmart or something. And instead of going and getting a certificate and learning how to do Reiki, that's where they need to be. So if I can leave anybody with a message today, it's please follow your heart. Don't get stuck in stinking thinking, working a job, being in a marriage, staying in a home, living in a town that you know is not right for you. Because we're all hearing the call and we need to get to work. And if you're allowing those limitations to be put on you, then not only are you suffering, but we're all suffering because you're not pulling your weight in this tapestry.
That's a very good way of motivating people. I mean, from the teachings that I've learned and come across, which are the teachings of the seven rays and the path of initiation, which is kind of, it's just a different way of saying the same thing that's going on for everybody. The one thing that the first initiation is that idea that you see the world around you and you see how pointless it all is. And when you make that very simple single decision, and I think in my case it was just going to work one morning and thinking, sod this for a game of soldiers. I can't be done with this anymore. This is just completely rubbish. I'm retiring. I was 30, and I thought I'll retire. Because I can't do a job anymore. I can't work for somebody anymore. I had had a near-death experience a few years previously, and I think that probably contributed to it. But it's happening to a lot more people nowadays, and it's happening in an accelerated form. So people might even be made redundant or sacked from their jobs, and they think that's the worst thing that could ever happen to them. And very soon they'll discover that they wish they'd done it earlier. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and one of the things that I have learned in the last 13 years as I do these readings is that there will be a subtle nudge. You know, you could have a dream. Like, let's say you're in a job that's a crap job and you just don't want to work it anymore. So you'll have a dream of working in another job, and you'll blow it off. So then your guide will say to you, we'll happen to put a pamphlet in front of you to go back to school. And you push it away. I can't. I'm watching the football game. Then a friend of yours will come and say, hey, have you thought about taking this program? I'm going to do it. This will be great. I don't want to go back to school. What I've noticed that is then, at that point, your angels will get to work on you, and they'll start taking your money away. So that you'll lose a job or you'll start getting harassed on the job. And if you start finding yourself being inflicted with this pain, that means you weren't listening to your higher self. And now you are punishing you for ignoring the call. And the longer you wait, the more you're going to get spanked.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So it's better if you just go, okay, I'm getting the signs. I see what you're saying. Let me try this. And lo and behold, you'll find out that, oh, my gosh, this is so much better than I could have even thought it would be. Thank God I left, you know?
I have something else to say of the importance of what we're talking about right now. Some people are, in my parlance, third-degree initiates, what you might call masters. Angels or whatever, people who are fully conscious. And yet they're not conscious of their consciousness. They're not conscious of who they really are. And like you say, they may be sweeping the streets. They may be incredibly poor because they just aren't part of the whole game. And within that, these people in past lives had many, many students. And unless that person wakes up, the students won't wake up. And I think, you know, the more people we can find, the greater the service.
Well,
does that make sense?
But it doesn't have to be in a confrontational way. Like, I know that waking people up can be very stressful. And let's talk about the holidays. Everybody that's on this show right now and in the chat room is awake. Or they wouldn't be here because they wouldn't trust me and they wouldn't believe me. But all of us awake people are going to be facing at the Christmas table a bunch of zombies that we call family. And, you know what I mean? And it's going to be extremely frustrating. It's going to be just, I want to say teeth rattling, because they'll say the dumbest things. Or, you know, like my dad, woohoo, he got his flu shot. I'm like, you what? But it was free. So,
oh, great.
But here's what happens, and I want to give people a happy thought. Just your energy alone, sitting at that table and resonating at a higher frequency, is going to touch every zombie on that table. And you might not see him wake up at that moment when you're talking about something. You don't even have to talk about anything that's conspiracy theory. But just your resonancy is going to set with them, and maybe a month from now, maybe 2 months from now, those people will start to research stuff on their own. All we need to do is plant a seed, and sometimes that seed means just sitting next to somebody, and they will wake up. Trust me, I've been watching this for a long time now. You don't have to hit them over the head. Sometimes the soft way to go is the way that's going to wake these people up.
Mm. And a lot of initiate folks, ascending people, will be along the healer teacher line. And shamanically, when you're with a group of people, and you're like that, you will take on their energies in order to process them. And it's quite good to have it with a meal, because it helps to bind the protein down. But basically, your presence attracts the kind of nastiness out of them. And because you are who you are, you're processing that energy and transmuting it. So, like you say, you may just be able to just sit there and watch what's going on, watch what's going on in your head, and be aware that sometimes thoughts that you might think are not yours. They may be other people's, and you're processing for them, and it goes back and it's all recycled, and we're all enlightened by the end of it all. But sometimes, you know, just allowing people to be who they are, the nasty, gnarly, warty kind of people that they are in your family, not trying to tell them to take any more care of the plants or the planet or stop her. Just to be happy who you are, will be a healing for them.
And even if you're the youngest kid on the table, you can make the biggest impression just by being happy.
Absolutely.
You know, some people are so miserable with their lives, and they have no reason to be. And so when they look at you and you're sitting there smiling and you're all happy and they're going, well, why are you happy? Just, I love life. Isn't it great? I get challenges. I overcome it. I get to see how smart I am. And making little comments like that in the positive aspect is really going to make people think. They go home and they sit there and they think, wow, I should be happy too. And I'm telling you, I've seen this time and time again where these people will come back to me months later and they have a new attitude.
Mm.
And it started with you. And that doesn't mean you're going to get a prize or a paycheck or anything, but or they might not even remember that it was you that's the one that did it, but you'll know, and that's what's important.
Excellent. Should we take another caller?
I'm ready.
Right. Who we've got here coming up here? Area code 206. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's that?
Hi, this is Carrie from Des Moines, Washington.
This is my Facebook, Carrie.
From Carrie.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, sweetie. This woman carries a big stick. I love this woman. She's one of my Facebook friends, and she always keeps me in check, and she always educates me as to what's going on. What do you want to know, Carrie? Ask me a question.
Oh gosh, you know, I didn't prepare myself for a question. I was thinking anything to share with me right away. If you pick up anything that you need to share with me, that'd be great, or whatever comes to mind.
First, I need to clarify. I've never read you before, right?
Right. Well, and actually, you gave me a star family. You did do a star chart reading on my star family. That was I forget what date that was. That wasn't too long ago, but I was just curious what you're picking up now since then.
Okay, because I was getting totally different information, but I've been accused of that I only have people that I know call in and it's all staged.
Oh,
so I
no,
just
no,
want to
no, no.
preface
yeah,
with
yeah.
that we don't know each
we
other
didn't
like
set this
that.
Up at all. No, I can confirm this has not been set up.
Okay. Okay, because what I get with you is, and that's great that you said that because I'm not getting your star family at all. What my guides do is they move on. They remember the readings. I don't. So what
wow.
they're telling me to tell you now is you're carrying a big stick, and they've said it about five times.
That's funny.
She's
oh,
making
I am a Scorpio.
Huge. She's
That's
making
great.
Huge changes. She has a no-nonsense personality. And when somebody starts giving her crap, she's going to be the first one to stand up and say no more. This woman needs to be working in my guides have such a sense of humor. They're saying she needs to run the military.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking
wow.
about because
yeah,
you know what's right and wrong, and you want to put a stop to it, and you have an energy right now that you want to put a stop to the injustice. You're done with it. You want to move
yeah.
on, and you want to put your foot down, and it's just no more.
Absolutely. It's like send the children to their corners, you know. It's like, come on, you know, we're 2010. We should be done with all this nonsense. That's how I feel.
Right. And, Carrie,
yeah,
I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something else. If you're waking up in the middle of the night or if you're waking up tired, it's because you're working when you're sleeping. You're actually going over. I don't get the feeling like you're fighting any wars as much as you're going over and, like, shaking people to wake up. And
wow.
I get you doing astral travel big time.
Yes. That's amazing, Sam. Yeah, that's exactly how it's been. Wow. You're
Are
good.
You...
She's good, folks. She's not fake. She's the real deal. That's awesome. I love it.
Thanks. And the other thing is, too, is some days you don't know why. It's not like you're working out or anything, but you feel like you need more protein, and you'll be almost
yeah.
ravenous. And have to, and that's because you're getting your energy, your power, because you're working at night. I'm also getting to, did I tell you this before, Carrie? I don't remember my readings. You
that's
go
okay.
to your ship, and they're working on you on your ship.
No, that's new. No. Wow. That's
because,
interesting. Because I have felt that. I actually shared that with somebody. I felt like I was on a ship not too long ago. That's really cool.
Because what's happening is that they're rehooking you up. And what they're showing me is, you know how the strands of the DNA that only two of them are lit and active?
Yes.
They're showing me where they're actually turning you completely on. They're showing me like they're hooking up... almost like plugging you in, and they're reigniting you, and you're getting more more energized, but you're also coming to your full capacity. But you're not
wow.
all the way there. You've only turned on an additional four rungs of the DNA. I think there's 26.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I definitely have been feeling that. That's
you've
amazing.
Tripled. But you're going to be doing more. And the other thing that they're showing to me, too, is I don't know if I told you this, but you've got energy coming from the palms of your hands. But,
yes.
You know,
yes.
I can see where you can use it for healing, but you're not doing that. You're, I got to see if you're actually pulling energy down from, like, Prime Creator and putting it into this matrix. So you're shifting where the other lady was doing it with feminine energy. You're not. You're doing it with Christ consciousness energy, and you're putting that into the matrix. But you also have a direct link to Prime Creator himself. I mean, you're like one of his army angels. Have I told you that before?
Oh, wow. No, I haven't. No, I've never heard any of that before. That's amazing. I believe it, though, because I feel that ever since I was little, I felt that energy, but I didn't have a language for it. I didn't understand exactly what it was, but you're absolutely correct with the hands, especially my hands.
Yeah, because you're actually pulling that energy down. Now, I know some people can do this, but not like you do. And you're putting it into the matrix because there's, you know, the Illuminati or whoever, they put these nodes into the matrix that have evil on top of them, and you're completely blasting those away. You're wiping those out. And so it's part of the reason why you're so exhausted. But are you also, like, with, you have a thing with kids?
I have a, I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't catch.
Oh, you have a thing with kids, like...
thing with kids. Oh, okay, yeah, the energy with children.
Mm-hmm. You're a protector of the children.
Yes, yes, that's true. I love being around children. I don't have any of my own, but I could definitely connect with children very easily. Yes, that's true. Wow.
But, you know, what's funny
you.
Is you might not have any kids, but you do have kids down here.
I believe
dark
that too.
Kids.
Yeah, actually, I had a feeling I have children in spirit. I have children. They're just not in the physical plane, and you know that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
they're
okay.
telling me you have star children down here. You have lots of them.
Wow.
Apparently, you like kids. You have lots of them.
Oh wow.
So if
awesome.
You have like a motherly, you know how sometimes moms can be strong and stern, and they're the matriarch of the family, and they run everything. That would be you.
Oh, okay.
Are you
well,
like
guess,
that in life?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I am married, and my husband and I kind of act as the sensible one. Not that he can't be, but I tend to be the voice of reason in our relationship. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but keep doing that because we need more of that Christ consciousness energy in our matrix. In the ley lines, that's where they're going. I don't mean the matrix. I mean the ley lines.
Okay, great.
So keep doing it.
Thank
well, that's
yeah.
all I got.
Thanks, Sam. And blessings
You're
to
welcome.
You. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Hey, have a good one.
You too.
And you're going to have lots of zombies at your Christmas table.
Great.
Mmm, zombies
Sorry.
For Christmas. Mmm.
Bye bye.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye bye. Thank you, Carrie.
Okay,
so,
what else?
Let's have a little nugget.
Another prediction
nugget from Muggsy's Golden Nuggets.
Wow. You like those buttons. One of the big areas of change that we're going to start seeing almost immediately is going to be in the healthcare system. The Obama healthcare system is totally fraud. It's nothing but dangerous. Not that a healthcare system provided by the state that's actually for the people in a healthy, nurturing, honest way is good. But the Obamacare is not. I mean, if people don't know that you have to get chipped first to get Obamacare, and people aren't going to be allowed to live after the age of about 47, they need to wake up. This Obamacare is about population control. The government wants to, or the New World Order wants to decide who lives and who doesn't. And it's going to go off of your intelligence as well. I really believe that they plan on testing kids, and if you're not smart enough, they're not going to keep you around. They're only going to keep the highest IQs to work for them, and that's what Obamacare is about. And I think this is all going to be exposed probably by March, and I also believe that we're going to start paying attention to our health. It's going to become very in, very cool, to know how to treat yourself. And when you're sitting at the Christmas table and Bobby has a problem with, I don't know, something, people are going to start sharing their home remedies, and that's going to become the end thing. We're going to become more aware of our health, how to heal ourselves. We're going to understand the body more. And I also see adults that have gotten really poor educations are going to be going back to school realizing that they were shorted and they're going to want to learn. And it's not because they have to, it's because they want to, because there's going to be a plethora of information that's going to be hitting the mainstream so that we can all raise our IQ and study if we want to. And healthcare is one of the biggest areas that I see changing.
So you see us all becoming a little more of our own doctor rather than having to rely or throwing all of our belief into a professional.
Exactly. And I also see people questioning doctors more. So the mediocre doctors or the ones that are lazy, that don't study and they don't know what's going on and they don't know about the new techniques, they're going to get caught with their pants down. And they'll probably end up going out of business because they're not going to know really how to heal people. It's not, the end thing is not treating anymore. The end thing is going to be about curing. And the doctors that cure the most and their patients are just going to be singing their praises. So we're going to have less doctors but better doctors. And I do see the state getting more active with providing some kind of a service for people. So that's right.
Well, and so does that mean, is that going to be good news for healers? There'll be more people who are on the alternative practitioners and from Reiki all the way to homeopathy and flower essences and more energetic vibrational methods. I mean, that's the thing that I'm really interested in is vibrational healing using sound.
Right. And what is going to be the area of concentration is going to be biological, physical, emotional, spiritual, and then the ethers, because we have an energy in the ethers. So when you get healed, all these five components are going to be studied and analyzed to make sure that you're well balanced, because if any one of those areas is off, then a disease can set in. And what is disease? Disease is going to be a decaying of the cells because you're carrying a negative emotion, and that negative emotion leads to diseases. So when everything is set in a homeostasis and a perfect harmony, there will be no more diseases or ill health, and we'll be able to live long and better quality lives. And that's where we're going.
Excellent. So this is good news. Great nugget there.
So
today, now we're going to go over to 775. Speak to me.
Well, hello, Jeremy.
It's Dave, the mystical wolfman himself. Dave.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Dave. Dave Corso? What's
That's
Dave?
That's the one and only me.
Dave, I've been wanting to meet you, dude.
Well, you should be here. I'm sitting here in my living room with a 160-pound wolf laying here at my feet.
I think you're a wonderful person. I would like to read you off the air, honestly, because there's some stuff I don't want to.
Anytime, Sam. You can get my phone number from Jeremy.
All right, let's do that. I want to read you off the air because I'm seeing some things that I don't feel comfortable doing.
I can understand that, believe me.
Okay, Dave. And for those of you that don't know, Dave is one of the original super soldiers, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I was the team leader.
Yep. I know all about you, Dave. I've studied you.
That sounds good. Let me tell you a little bit about what you said about Obamacare. You are dead spot on. You're the first person I have heard elucidate about what's hidden in that 2,700-page document. And I want to acknowledge you for being spot on that.
Thank you. You know, some of that stuff I have not read, of course. It's from my guides, and they're trying to warn people.
People are so dumbed down, Sam, you could kick them in the ass and they wouldn't know what happened.
I know, and I'm trying to educate them in a way that's comfortable. And people listening to this show, I can guarantee you, are already beyond that. But the zombies that are going to be sitting at our Christmas table in a couple of days don't have a clue. And so I challenge each and every one of you to find a way to bring this subject up and letting them know in a comfortable way that they can digest it.
Well, I have a niece who's very awake, and my brother-in-law is here with me from one of my previous marriages, is spot on awake. And I have a lot of friends who are waking up, but I have a son that says, "You're crazy." And I said, "That's right. I'm crazy because I'm sane. Are you?"
You're crazy like a fox. My favorite saying is, if you're one step above mine, then you're considered a genius. And if you're two steps, you're considered crazy.
That's true.
So,
I often feel that we're all about three steps in front. I just wanted to grab the mic for a second. We're running out of showtime. However, the people who are, Muggsy, are you around? Are you able to hang on for a little bit more?
Sure, I am.
Okay, that's cool. So we've got a whole bunch of people, and so we'll work through the people on the thing, on the switchboard, and you'll be able to hear it recorded on the archive probably in a couple of hours' time. And I'd like to thank everybody. I'd like to really absolutely thank Muggsy for coming on the show, and maybe we can do this regularly. It's fantastic. We've had such a buzz.
Hey, Muggsy, get my phone number from Jeremy.
I will. Yeah. I'd love to read you. I got some stuff for you.
I would be absolutely delighted and enthralled to hear it.
Okay. Thanks, hon. I'll talk to you soon.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's all, and I'm out.
Okay. Bye, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Right. Well, if you're cool, we've got one.
If you're hungry, there's stuff to make sandwiches.
Hang on.
Junkie.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay.
I muted you instead of muting Dave.
He's got sandwiches handy.
Yeah, he's got about nine dogs and wolves hanging around the house. He's tripping, you know. So there we go. So that was Dave Corso. Yes, we'll connect up. We have a little radio lounge which we hang out in sometimes, and I'll connect you in with that later, Sam. And
okay.
It'll be great fun. So another nugget.
Another nugget. This one is one of my favorites. One of the things that I see coming is people getting more back to touch with nature. I see people having a value, an appreciation for nature. I see people turning off their TVs. I see a lot of people turning in their cable boxes. They just don't want it anymore. And I think that there's going to be more family time, family activities, and people wanting to do like ceremonies for Mother Earth and get out and hiking and exploring and teaching the kids how to appreciate the environment in which we live in. I don't see it as being a way to spend more money and it's all glamorous and materialistic. I see it more of a grounding experience, but also people reconnecting with people in a healthy fashion.
Fantastic. So
that's going to be huge. When that happens, the spirituality in this area, in the ethers, is going to be so thick that it's going to be just impossible for the dark forces to get through. It's like we're creating our own photon belt of protection,
right?
Because of the spirituality of protection, to bubble that we're going to create.
Because of the grouping together creates a bubble, Fantastic.
Exactly.
So there was something that came to my mind, and it's gone straight past. Okay. I'll see if it will break to a halt and come in reverse. But until that time, so yeah, that was a great one. So, oh yeah, that's right. It was the, I sound like a complete nutter. Anyway, the Hopi had prophecies, and one of them involved that the sky, the land will be crisscrossed by spiders' webs. There were various other ones, but one of them was that there will come a time when the American people will grow their hair long and join our tribes again. And I'm tuning in to what you're saying there about that last prediction about people getting back to nature. I think you're spot on there, and that is in line with the Hopi prophecy.
Yeah, but it's not like we're going to become Indians, but we are going to become spiritual Mother Gaia's protectors is what we're going to be.
Yeah.
And there's just, you know, every living thing has a frequency. A tree, a bush, mm-hmm. a rock, everything lives, everything exists, and people are going to want to go out and explore that. And they're going to take more care in it. Even when it comes to planting in their yards. Oh, and we got to talk about the housing. The housing's going to shift, too.
Yeah.
So the housing is going to be more in harmony with Mother Earth. We're going to use more natural products, not synthetic stuff. All the synthetic mm-hmm. crap is going away. We're not going to deal with that anymore because it's poisoning our home. But
I see those
Cobb-style homes, dome homes being built and
yeah.
all off the grid. So, yeah, that's all coming
yeah.
to.
Dome homes. Well, I would love a dome home with aquaponics, which is like where you have fish in a tank and the fish feed the plants and the plants clean the water. As a sort of recycling thing. Aquaponics. Brilliant.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of stuff like that. And it's almost going to be, there's going to be websites that you can go to learn how to do these different things. And we're going to have options. But it's not going to be in a manner so that people can make money. We're all going to have money, but money's not even going to be relevant because we all have it and nothing costs anything. Or, you know what I'm saying? Did that make sense?
Yes, I understand. It's like either we'll get $1 million credit each or several $1 million credit each so that that everything gets paid off and then we can do away with money altogether. Yeah.
But right.
Everybody gets paid off, everybody relaxes, gets what they want, and then we just crack on from there. And
exactly.
Talking of cracking on, let's take another caller. Actually, just before that, the dome home idea. I've seen this a brilliant one where you have like a enormously long polythene bags, like the things you put in your dustbins, and you fill them with dirt, and you mold them like a clay pot, where you take strips of clay and you build it up to make a pot. You can do the same with your, and it creates. You can make any form, just laid on each other, and then. Adobe Earth on front of them and make your little dome homes or dome village or whatever. I'd love one of those. I'd love to live in something like that. Absolutely brilliant. So let's go to area code 918. 918, good evening. Hello, 918, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can indeed.
Oh, cool.
Who's that?
This is Jackie. I'm in Oklahoma.
Hello, Jackie, where are you from? Jackie in Oklahoma, good evening.
Cool to get through, or at least to hang on long enough to speak with you both.
Hi,
Jack. Jeremy, I love your voice.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very sweet. It's only because I'm British, you know.
Oh, of course.
To me, I sound like very moribund and anodyne and not an interest. But everybody says, oh, I love you. Anyway, so thank you. I do appreciate it. And maybe one day it'll earn me some cash. So,
put you on some advertising. It certainly would.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Anybody? I'm here. Maxie.
Okay.
Get me out
hey,
here.
Sam. You want some help?
Man, I need it.
Okay, yeah, you do. Let me tell you, one of the things that I get around you is you've got a lot of family members that have crossed over.
Mostly grandparents.
Yeah, they're all
yeah.
surrounding you. I mean, it's like your house is loaded with family members. I'm really getting a grandmother and a grandfather. Were you close to the ones on your dad's side of the family?
Actually, in later years, as I got to know them as people, you know, when you're when you're young, you don't know your grandparents very well. But as you get to be an adult, and you know, you have a more more adult relationship, it's interesting what you find out.
So, but it was on your dad's side, correct?
I actually felt more emotionally close to my mother's grandmother. But yeah, you know, I got to know my dad's mom really well, and I love her.
Because they're the ones that are first standing up. But I see your mom's mom in the back, but she's not the primary figures. It's your dad, so that's why I'm trying to figure out.
Okay.
They're very protective of you. Your mom's mom is more of a loving, spiritual angel. I mean, this woman's just very easygoing, laid-back type person. Your dad's mom is more protective. She's just more like iron fist type of thing that doesn't want anybody near you, and she's got major protection around you. She keeps showing me this over and over again, and I hope I'm explaining this properly. Do you get what I'm saying?
I think so. You know, German stock, you know, they're just...
Okay. Yeah, because I'm getting this strength around her, like this, like, no nonsense. She's not going to allow anything. Now, the next thing, what did you want me to know? Because I'm not going into the galactic with you. I'm going more into a regular reading of what's around you now. And that's what she's showing me. Is that okay with you?
Am I not supposed to know the galactic stuff?
What she's showing me is what's most important.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so what's with the love relationship? Because we got an issue here.
I've been told it's very much like brother and sister relationship.
Okay, so the relationship that's around you now is more brother, because they're saying that this isn't it, or that there's an issue here, and they're wanting you to hold on and wait because there's somebody else coming, and they're saying around May time frame.
Interesting.
So you've got some stuff. They're saying you've got some clearing to do, and this will come in. Is this a concern of yours or something you've been thinking about? Is there a reason why this is precedence?
No, I've been married an awfully long time.
And you're married. Is this relationship good? I don't mean to pry.
No, good? It's not outrageously emotionally... I don't know.
All right. Because
you know.
I don't know how to read this, but what I am getting is May, there's a shift of some sort.
Okay.
So if you're married, I don't know if you've got a lover coming in. I don't know if I'm just getting there's something in May that either your husband is going to change. He's finally, I don't know if you guys get more passionate, renew your vows, but there's something changing in your love relationship strongly in May.
Okay.
And the other thing is money, too.
I'm sorry, what?
Money coming in, too.
Okay.
So they don't want you to worry about that. I'm going to try to switch hats. It's funny, I want to let everybody know, when you do psychic readings, you use predominantly the forefront of your brain, your pituitary gland. When you do a galactic reading, it comes from the right side of your brain, and you can literally feel like the energy switches. So
oh, cool.
That's what I want to try to tap in with you. I want to see if I can figure out where you're coming from. I get confusion around you for some reason. Has there been confusion in your life, or you're trying to figure things out? What's this confusion?
I'm feeling like I'm in limbo.
Okay, because that's going to be straightened out here pretty quick. I got something else. This is going to blow you away. Have you seen like a blue energy around you, a blue orb? Is blue lights coming out, something like that? Can you relate to that at all?
I don't know about me so much. I can sometimes see an outline of blue around people, kind of a light blue. But I don't know so much about me. I've done energy training, quote unquote, training, healing, you know, that kind of stuff.
Because you know, what I get around you is Mother Mary is so much around you. And I'm also getting that you have a connection with the women of the ethers, that you have something to do with, wait, I don't have it yet. Let me get it. But Mother Mary is definitely around you and helping you, probably with this healing stuff. She also cleans your energy for you, too, or clears it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you absorb people's energy like crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
The other thing that I get around you, too, is something to do with the ninth dimension. Write that down. I don't even know what the ninth dimension is, but they're telling me the ninth dimension. Mm-hmm. They're also telling me that, okay, I'm just going to spit this out, some kind of aquatics affiliation, something to do with aquatics, and they're saying that. I get the feeling, you're going to laugh at me, I get the feeling like you're some kind of a, it's almost like a water being of some sort. I don't even know if there is such a thing. Is there a water being?
I think so. I think that's where dolphins are kind of coming from. There's a consciousness or a free-flowing. That would make sense to me. I've done, well, bunches of swims and stuff, and it just thrills me to no end to be in the water with them. It feels like,
you know,
home.
You're actually like bringing tears to my eyes. I have such an appreciation for dolphins. You are a living, breathing dolphin. And that's why they're putting it to me in this delicate way, is because it's difficult to comprehend. But you are from that family. You are a dolphin. That's what you're coming from. And
that would explain why I get such a jolt when I go there. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You also, I would say surround yourself with their chatter, because it's their frequency. It will help you with your frequency. You're a huge love bug. You are somebody that is here to give, and you really don't have a big voice. You're more of a listener, which doesn't surprise me why you heal like you do. Is because all your work is done through emotions, not with your mouth.
It's interesting. The people that I do work on, that seems to be where it affects most.
Okay, and I need to tell you this, too, that you will be going home soon. You're not dying, but they are planning on taking you home soon, and it might be just for, like, a respite or a retreat. But they are planning on taking you home soon, probably to rejuvenate. Do you ever feel like they're taking you back? They don't put you on a ship. They're taking you back to your planet. Do you ever feel like you're going back?
You know, there's been so much around, quote unquote, being taken off planet and being taken and staying. And I'm hearing all different kinds of voices say these things, and you know, it's confusing, but I feel like there's an awful lot of work being done in sleep state, so I can't tell what.
But you're also a fish out of water, and they're telling me that they can't keep you out for very long, that sometimes they need to take you back home to rejuvenate your frequencies and put you in this state that your body needs to be in, and then they bring you back. But every so often they have to take you back. It's almost like submerge you back in water and around your family. Because I actually see you like swimming with the dolphins to bring your frequency. There's something different about your blood, your DNA. There's something different about your cell structure that other people don't have. Have you seen anything like that?
No, I haven't never had anybody say specifically anything quite like that, no.
Does your body run cooler by chance or hotter?
you're talking to a postmenopausal woman here. You know, it goes hot and cold. I was always extremely cold. And I'm cold, you know, I'm cold now and have been. I've been feeling it lately, and I don't know whether it's just weather changing or not, but it's just been cold.
And some of it is post whatever, menopausal.
Yep.
But some of it is you. That's because they told me that beforehand. So some of that is you, and you do like to keep your blood at a lower. It's because you have energy, because of the way that your cells are or something, the crystals in your cells, so that they're more fluid in your system. So you do stay. Even when you, and to fix the hormonal stuff, that's easy. Yellow dock root. Yellow dock root. And then miso, which is a fermented soy, which is really good for enzymes. But the soy is also very good for like a thermostat gauge with your hormones.
Yeah, but it's got to be fermented, right?
Well, unless you can get organic, but watch soy because 90% of all soy is genetically modified.
GMO, yeah.
But that will nip that in the bud. I'm 49. I've never had anything like that. My mom's never had it because we yellow dock root. And yellow dock root will make you lose weight, too, if you're putting on weight, which most postmenopause women are. But,
It's easy to do.
Yeah, so the yellow dock root will help with that, and the miso or the soy will work like a thermostat to get your hormones back in balance.
Cool.
So, there you go.
Very cool. Thank you, dear.
But, yeah, so my first dolphin, I love you. Thank you for coming to our planet. How cute you are.
That's a blessing and a curse, you know.
For you, not for us. See, JP, do you see what I mean? Do you see how valuable these people are?
Yeah.
Does that blow
absolutely.
Your mind? Our first dolphin.
Dolphin. So we've had a king. We've had a dolphin. We've had
Amazon.
Some divine feminine. Amazon, that's right.
Amazon
so,
and a Venus.
Quite amazing. So
yeah.
I have to say, I've got 10 minutes left for this show.
Okay.
Because my landline Skype will run out in less than 8 minutes or 7 minutes. So we need to kind of wrap up. So thank you very much who was it? Logged in.
Julie?
To our last caller.
Oh, Jackie.
What was your name, I'm sorry?
Jackie. I knew it was
sorry.
A J.
There you go.
Our
thank you very much, Jackie.
Cool, guys. Thank you both so much.
Thank
God bless you.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
So
what do you
want
to know at the end?
So let's... did you get any new news on Arcadia?
No.
No. Okay.
That was
just
easy.
Because I haven't found very much. I haven't found very much. So, Sam Muggsy, what a fantastic, fast-moving show. We haven't got around to everybody. There are at least 10 other people here who are still listening on sort of hanging off my Skype and hanging off this, and it's just been a red hot show. Sam, can I ask you back?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. I'd love to teach people who we are and have people reflect on how much help we have here and what a dichotomy of help we have here. And it gives us hope, you know, and we're going to have a beautiful future. And 2011 is going to be magnanimous.
Excellent. It's going to be a great time. I can feel things getting better and apparently crumbling in other ways, but beneath the crumbling, we see the new shiny coming out. Sam Muggsy and everybody else here, thank you very much for calling. I'm going to run my little theme tune. And
thank you.
Have to say thank you very much, and we're all out of here. God bless you and have a fantastic
Christmas. Yes, let's have a have a great Christmas meal, and watch out for the zombies, and take great care. Good night.